Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, of course, Evan filling in for Mike. You'll hear him later on this afternoon with JJ. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 1 o'clock, CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, only at ShopRite. The beat goes on with the two New York baseball teams as they just finished up sweeps of two of the worst teams in baseball. The Yankees, I mean, just carnage this year against the really disgraceful, not even Triple-A Baltimore Orioles. They beat them 14-2 yesterday, which is fitting for the final game they're going to play this year at Camden Yards. The Yankees got to be crying that they're not playing another game this year there, where they went 10-0, hit, what, 43 home runs. Was it four more last night they hit? The catcher, I can't really say his name. Higashioka hit two. And who else hit two? Gio Urshela hit two last night as well, as the Yankees just continue, lay waste to the Orioles and really the rest of the American League East. 10-game lead now in the division. What are they, 36 games over 500? It's mind-boggling what the Yankees have done this year, considering all the injuries. It's above and beyond. And they just continue. It doesn't matter who it is. I think they actually have had 17 different guys hit home runs this year, if I'm not mistaken, against the Orioles. Isn't that true? Like, Ernie, I believe that's it. 17 different guys have hit home runs. Like, even Acosta and Kramer have hit home runs against the Orioles this year. Even them. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I went oppo.
You went out, right, of course. Well, you got that opposite field power. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and Paxton won a nice game last night. But boy, oh boy, the Yankees got to be upset that they're not going to Camden Yards again this year. Oh, my God. Now, the Orioles come into the stadium next week where the Yankees, I'm sure, will continue to beat up on them. But, again, and I've said it and I will continue to say it, the next really big game the Yankees will play is game one of the ALDS, whoever they're playing. That's really it, because they are running away with this division. There's no way Tampa's going to catch them. Forget the Red Sox. It's not happening. It's just not. They go to to Toronto now tonight. They open a 4-game series with the Blue Jays in Toronto, and that just should continue to do what they've been doing. It's just unbelievable what the Yankees have done, and as I said, they got to be really upset that they're leaving Camden Yards. 14-2 yesterday, 8 straight wins for the Yankees. Just an incredible season that they're having. And again, ALDS game one, whoever that may be against. And that's really when they play their next really meaningful game. And really what the Yankees need to do now is get healthy. And we talked about it. You know, really, you want everybody healthy and ready to go once we get to the postseason. But it really hasn't mattered so far, because everybody who's stepped in has stepped up for this team, and they continue just to rock and roll their way to a runaway in the American League East. As far as the Mets are concerned, I pinch myself every day. It really is unbelievable what they've done. And I understand they've done it against the dregs of baseball. You know, I understand that. They've done it against the Padres and the White Sox and the Pirates and the Marlins. But they've done it. This is a team that was dead in the water. Dead in the water. 11 games under 500. We all thought the season was over. Here's another season dead and buried before we even get to July. And here they are now, an incredible 3 games over 500, 59-56. They've won, what is it, 13 of their last 14 games. They've won 6 games in a row now after they had won 7 games in a row. They've won, they're now 19-6 since the All-Star break. The pitching staff has been unbelievable. Under 3, and that includes the bullpen, you know, in that stretch of time since the All-Star break. Everybody now seemingly is red hot. Alonso's hit home runs now in 3 consecutive games. Jeff McNeil, who to me is just, the guy's amazing. He hit another home run yesterday. He's batting 340. Whatever it is, seems like he gets 2 hits every day. Conforto's been red hot. 2 home runs for him yesterday. He's up to 25 on the season. What a difference it's made since Callaway or Van Wagenen or whoever decided to put Conforto in front of Alonso in the order, and they've just, you know, he's just raked ever since he's done that. The pitching continues to be very good, even though Matt scares the hell out of me. To me, he's the weak link in the rotation. He pitched a solid 6 2/3, allowed only 2 runs yesterday. The bullpen got the job done. You know, Wilson, Familia, you know, everybody got the job done. Avion, however you say his name. And the Mets continue to roll. And now the season starts. Let's be honest. Off day today, the Mets season begins Friday night in what should be a crazy, wild City Field against the Washington Nationals, who yesterday beat the Giants 4-1 in San Francisco and right now are the lead team in the wild card. I think the Mets are 3 games in a loss column behind them. But they are the lead team in the wild card. The Mets are only a half game out of the second wild card. But, you know, you got to have bigger sights than that. And really, the Mets are, I don't want to say only 8.5 games out of first place in the division because that's still a long way to go. But it was only about 2 weeks ago that they were 15 games out of first place in the division. And they still have 9 games left with the Braves this year. And they'll play 3 against Atlanta down in Atlanta after the weekend's over with Washington. But, I mean, nobody saw this coming. I mean, it really is amazing. And I will say the one thing that I have to say, and Evan and I kind of really talked about this all year with the Mets, that this was a better team than what this team was playing. And for whatever reason, you know, they just, you know, the first half of the season, they just couldn't get it going. The pitching staff, the bullpen was atrocious. We all know that. I mean, the bullpen killed them the first half of the season. The starting rotation was underperforming. Really, everybody in the starting rotation was underperforming with the exception of Jason Vargas, who's now gone. And, of course, I'm sure the Mets will deal with him before the season's over when, you know, now that he's a Philadelphia Philly. The hitting was pretty good. The hitting kind of kept, you know, a pretty decent level. But the pitching just wasn't getting it done. And now everything has turned around. I mean, the starting rotation now has been lights out. And again, I give tremendous credit to Phil Regan. I really do, because it seems like that was the line of demarcation when things really started to turn around for the Mets when Dave Island was fired and Phil Regan came in. It certainly has made a major change in the pitching staff. These guys have now started to pitch up to the capabilities that we all thought they had coming into the season. So a very, very unlikely big games in August now coming up for the Mets. I mean, we did not see this happening. And I still look, I mean, I'm a very realistic Met fan. I'm not by any stretch saying the Mets are making the playoffs. Do I want to see it happen? Can they? Yeah. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. But boy, it's a lot more fun when you're sitting here now on August the 8th. And, you know, instead of just worrying about tonight's, you know, preseason non-alcoholic beer NFL preseason opener with the Jets and Giants and being all pumped about that, okay? And as I said, what really is it? I mean, you're going to see the regulars play. I mean, I know you'll see Daniel Jones play tonight. But, I mean, you know, as far as from the Jet fan point of view, I mean, you know, you're not going to see the state. Le'Veon Bell's not playing. There's a bunch of guys, I'm sure, Noon was not playing tonight or Leonard Williams isn't playing tonight. You're going to see very little of Donald. So instead of seeing, you know, instead of really being the focus, that's really it now. Okay, football's here, let's go. Well, now, if you're a Met fan, we actually have a baseball season. It's unreal. And one thing about the Mets that we have seen over the years, you know, when the Mets have had winning seasons or seasons when they've got to the playoffs or the World Series, generally they've come out of nowhere. I mean, it really is true. Yeah, I mean, obviously the teams in the 80s, you know, 86, they ran away with it. They won 108 games. Even 88 when they lost to the Dodgers in the playoffs, that was a 100-win team that really had a pretty easy time of winning the National League East that year. You know, there was they never were really threatened. You know, the 06 team had an easy – they won 97 games. They won the most games of anybody in the National League that year before they, you know, lost to the Cardinals in that horrible NLCS in 06. So that team kind of was running away with it. The teams in 99 and 2000, you know, they were pretty legitimate playoff teams. You know, you kind of felt all along they were good teams, that they were at least going to, you know, get into the playoffs. They didn't win a division, but they got in both years as the wild card. And, you know, they went to the NLCS in 99, and they went to the World Series where they lost to the Yankees in 2000. But there's been so many years with the Mets that have come out of nowhere. Even 69 really came out of nowhere. I mean, in August, they were, what, 8.5 games behind the Cubs? Something like that. In 73, forget it. They were like 10 games out of first place going at the end of August and made this crazy run and jumped over everybody and somehow won the NL East and then, you know, went all the way to Game 7 of the World Series before they lost to the, you know, dynasty Oakland A's team. And even 15 and 16, you know, no Met fan thought the team was winning the division the night of the trade deadline or the day before when Wilmer Flores is crying on the field. And it looked like they'd made the deal for Carlos Gomez, and thankfully it fell through. Then they wound up making the deal for Cespedes, and everything changed. They went on that crazy run. As similar, they beat Washington. Remember, it was Washington that weekend that they swept, and they went from there and went all the way to win the pennant and, you know, eventually get to the World Series where they would unfortunately lose to Kansas City. And even the following year when they went to the one-game wild card and lost to the Giants, I mean, that team was under 500 late in the season. So we've seen it a lot of times, and again, I'm not saying it's going to happen this year with the Mets, but there's been so many times over the years where the Mets have started out the year poorly, played bad baseball for a long time, and then somehow went on a crazy streak and got themselves into the postseason. And maybe that's happening again now, because nobody saw 13 out of 14 coming. Nobody saw that. And I know, and when they started play against the White Sox a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned the 10 games that were coming up against the White Sox, against the Pirates, against the Marlins, I said, look, the Mets got to win 8 out of 10. They win 8 out of 10, they'll be over 500, and you know what? Then I'll start to believe the season is on. Well, they did better than that. They won 9 out of 10. And nobody saw that coming. So here they are, 3 games over 500, getting ready for what now is a huge series against the Nationals at Citi Field. And you're going to have Stroman pitching. We're going to start to find out about Marcus Stroman as his Met career begins. You know, forget about, you know, I don't care what he did in Toronto. You know, his career really begins now. I throw out the first start against Pittsburgh. I'll throw that game out. And the Mets did win that game anyway. But it all starts for him tomorrow night when he makes his Citi Field debut as a Met. And then you got Syndergaard, who's been red hot pitching. And then you got Big Jake, who's been red hot pitching. And the Mets are going to be fortunate enough that they're not going to see Scherzer in this series. They will see Strasburg tomorrow night. They will see Patrick Corbin on Saturday. They won't see Scherzer against Big Jake on Sunday. So the Mets season starts tomorrow. The Yankee season starts someday in early October. Really, that's where their next big game is going to be, game one of the ALDS. But the bottom line right now is nobody's hotter than the two New York baseball teams. 8 in a row for the Yankees, 13 out of 14 for the Mets. And right now, it's a lot of fun here, baseball in New York.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.